I believe the most fundamental way we can deal with our climate issue and our environmental issues is to move to building out a regenerative agriculture system. Right now, we have monopolies that run agriculture, run by the big agribusinesses. We've seen what it's done to our environment with algae blooms in the Great Lakes and many other lakes around the United States, like Lake Okeechobee down in Florida, small lakes all over. We see the nitrogen and fertilizer runoff that goes down our rivers into the mouth of the Mississippi, where 220,000 metric tons of fish are killed every year by the nitrogen runoff. And, you know, obviously this is destroying our environment, the food that's being created in the industrial farming and industrial food system is sprayed with heavy, heavy doses of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and poisoning our land. Our soil is completely depleted to the point where you need to eat 6 or 7 carrots today to get the nutritional value of one carrot from 30 years ago or so. And so we've lost the nutritional value. Moving to regenerative agriculture is great for farmers. They're actually making money because they reduce all of these inputs around pesticides and heavy uses of fertilizer. So they're actually the only farmers around that are really making money. It also techniques that don't release carbon because they don't till the soil. It's called no-till farming. They plant cover crops in the alternative parts of the year to really sequester carbon. So it can help us reverse climate change. It's good for the soil, builds organic matter in the soil. And for every 1% increase in organic matter for an acre of land, that acre can hold an additional 25,000 gallons of water. So it helps build the soil to be drought resistant and flood resistant. Sequesters carbon, farmers make money, less pesticides on our food, and helps the environment heal, helps the water heal, and helps the soil heal. This, to me, is first and foremost what we need to do when addressing climate. And the political benefits that make this very practical are that many of the regenerative farmers are Republicans and libertarians who don't necessarily believe that climate change is caused by man, but yet they want to do and practices around agriculture that sequester carbon. So we literally have a political issue that we can agree on, and over time we can reduce these farm subsidies because the farmers are making money and put that additional revenue, that savings, back into rural America to build the downtowns, build the infrastructure, river walks, bike trails, renovating theaters in our downtowns, making sure there's clean water, that the rivers are cleaned. These are opportunities for us to reinvest back in the manufacturing in rural communities, making sure they have access to health care, broadband, so that you can attract businesses and skilled workers back into the downtown, affordable housing. That money will be available because it's no longer going to subsidies to some of the big agribusinesses. This is my plan for climate, my plan for rural America. It is doable and passable with both Democrat, Republican, Libertarian support. It's why I'm most excited about this. Go to TimRyanForAmerica.com. Help this campaign out. This is our big, bold vision for America.